Yeah, Joe, do you know what I hate?
Tell me now.
Now when you have like a big job at home and you think, I'll only need like two or three things. Then suddenly you're in the middle of it and you realise you need 20 things.
Oh, stop. I've been there, man. And then you're running around like a headless chicken. But look, here's the thing. You don't even have to leave the couch anymore.
Yeah, because you can literally go on chadwicks.ie, am I right? Mm-hmm. You'd know all about that. It's like search, click, done, boom.
Exactly. Tradespeople, DIYers, anyone doing a bit of handiwork. Chadwicks has over 10,000 products online.
10,000? Jesus. If you can't find what you need there, you're building the wrong yoke altogether.
And the handy bit, you can get it delivered nationwide or just click and collect from your local Chadwicks branch.
So no excuses anymore for half-finished jobs. Get online, sort yourself out and get it done.
That's the Chadwicks way. Let's get it done.
Yeah. Visit chadwicks.ie.
Jinx, blessed for life.
Bagsy. No. Bagsy, yeah. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, how's it going there? Welcome to episode 222 of Stall It.
Ooh. 222 hot for you.
Can I get your digits there, yeah? It's 085-2222, good for you.
Oh, stinger. Scarlet.
Fuck off you with your Mackenzie tracksuit.
Nothing wrong with Mackenzie tracksuits.
Why are you wearing a pink Mackenzie t-shirt for?
Stylish, wasn't it? I think Irish people were too pale for that. That was a weird phase, weird fashion phase.
The good Echo tracksuit.
It's not pink, it's fucking salmon.
Salmon? Jeez, the craze, the pink shorts went around. Like fucking... No, I was going to say something there. I'll just stop myself.
Ooh.
I just said to myself, I better not say that.
FUBU. I had FUBU. Did you say Echo?
Echo, yeah.
Yeah.
The rhino. Imagine owning a nice Echo tracksuit.
I can see it. I can see it.
I'm pretty sure I had FUBU jeans.
Did you?
At one point.
I could never pitch you.
I did like
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Jesus.
Fucking hell. We just went into that as if.
We've a brand new producer with us.
I think the listeners would be happy to know you're back.
I hope so. Yeah.
Oh, you were badly missed.
And what would you call them runners that you're wearing?
Woke.
Asics.
Woke runners.
You like an L1 yeah. after dropping our kid off at the school gates.
He's wearing the gilet.
What are you on about?
The exercise gear.
Exercise gear. Yeah. Full hair and makeup.
The silver and brilliant white Asics.
Can't they want around here without you?
Drinking your caramel latte iced.
And it kind of, are you wearing leggings?
Yeah, but a little bit.
Little bit. The bottom half are leggings.
They're basically tracksuit bottoms that fit me like 3 years ago.
So yeah, we'll have a new video.
Enough about your leggings.
For bury your leggings.
And we're going to need to make it look like our own studio, our own set. So we're thinking of little bits and pieces to put in there.
Yeah, kind of props.
We won't say what we've thought of so far, but anything people could suggest, something small.
Throw them in the comments there on Spotify.
Yep.
Probably be the best way to see them.
Yep.
The best way for everyone to see our suggestions will be in the comments.
Actually, somebody sent me something, but I don't know if it's arrived. He sent me a package.
To here. I got something the other day. There's something on the fourth floor for you.
Is there?
Like whiskey cans?
No.
Does that's down there for you?
For me? Whiskey cans?
Little whiskey cans. So cute. I seen them, I was like, they're such cute cans.
Are they not wrapped up, like?
Actually, someone opened them.
Fuck off. Yeah. My package.
Imagine. The amount of packages we walk by in this place, and I'd be like, oh, I should open it. And I never opened them, and I wouldn't dare even think about it. I do think about it, but I wouldn't do it. Someone went to the effort of, like, seeing what was in the fucking box, like.
Cheeky bastards.
Yeah.
Can't get anything free out of this place, and then they're stealing your shit.
Entitlement, that's what that is.
That's exactly what it is. If we did that now,
we're two gangsters.
Two scumbags. They
two
call
dirty
us two
scumbags from Fingus in town.
Scrouts.
See them, they opened that.
See that scumbag from Coolock on his fucking scooter.
Going around opening packages and all.
But no. Some little
posh
do-gooder. So Posh Numpty opening my little cans of whiskey. No, they get away with it. I'll be looking for CCTV.
Yeah.
Fucking happen, my whiskey. But no, somebody sent me out something. I don't want to say what it is, because Owen, I think you'll like it in particular. Oh. But I want to stick that in the set. I think it'll...
So someone sending you out something and not us.
Yeah.
Podcast related?
Podcast related.
But they're sending it to you and not all of us.
Yeah.
Is our names going to be on it, all of
No.
Okay.
No. You jealous?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like that.
Hang on, this is not like a promotional gift.
Well, the person has his own like page for it's kind of like an art piece.
Oh,
and it's something that he made before he talked about it on the podcast. And then he said, "Here, I'd love to send you this because I was talking about it on the podcast."
What was that? What you were talking about?
Well, I don't want to
give it away if you told us what you were talking about. Yeah,
do you know? It's like it's Bone Storm.
That's the game from The Simpsons.
From The Simpsons.
Yeah.
But he made it, and it's like, it looks 3D, but it's not 3D, and it's just a cool thing.
That is fantastic.
But I don't know where it is, and I don't know if he sent it, or I don't know if it's on the fourth floor.
Do you think, are you being sarcastic there, Owen?
No,
I don't get it. What? Is it just from The Simpsons? Can you show me a photo of it?
Yeah, it's a picture of Bone Storm, but it's made with, what would you call that? Epoxy? Resin.
Cannabis resin.
No.
They're deadly. He follows me. I have to follow him.
Look at that caramel bar. That's fucking class.
That is beast, man. Send us out something there, yeah?
Shout out to you, Nork. It's fucking deadly. Deadly, beautiful little yolks. But it could be downstairs on the first floor.
You'll only know when you go down and look. Because I didn't know there was anything for us, and then had a fucking PlayStation there. FIFA's down there. But
shut up. Don't fucking do that to me, you prick, you. Oh, for a second, I believed you. Who's the dickhead?
I think I am.
Do you think so?
A little bit.
No.
What else did I miss?
Did I ever tell you Fontaines got back to me?
What?
Did I ever tell you that? I told you it off record, didn't I?
We'll have to get fucking Fontaines DC in the background.
Hang on a sec. Yeah.
I was waiting until you came back.
Ah.
I wasn't going to say it to fucking Ed. Sorry, Ed, I know you're listening. I was saying to you I didn't know what to say on the podcast because it's more on a personal note than a kind of band kind of direct message, you know, that way. So they messaged us back off the Fontaines page on Instagram.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It was Graham.
Yeah.
Who messaged us. And he said, how's it going? Sorry you're only saying this. Just came off a mad tour and just taking a break and didn't want to really be doing anything else after. I was like, yeah, absolutely, I get that. He said, if you're ever around London, give us a shout and we get a pint. But I'm not around London. I want to be in the fucking music video as well, didn't want a pint with you.
Don't want to be a mate. Look, just want to fucking be in a music video.
Hang on, I've enough of them. That's in the video.
Okay.
No, but I thought it was nice of him to say that.
Yeah.
So if I'm ever in London, I'll give him a text and we have a point. So we all have mates now.
Famous friends, huh?
Famous friends.
We're one of the biggest bands in the world.
Yeah, anyway.
Not if I have any famous friends.
Sure you. Pat Kenny.
I wouldn't say we're friends in the way you and Green Chatton are, or you and Bobby Fingers are, you know?
Or Robert Chan.
Robert Chan. Yeah, Jesus, you're racking them up, aren't you?
He was floating around on Culture Night. He was doing a thing in Boland's Mills. Did you meet up with him?
No. Didn't tell me.
What's the point of having famous friends if you're not going to stalk them?
Mm. Well, the thing is, I sit back. I just let it linger. See what else comes of it. Rather than going for points and all that. And just let me in the music video. Just let me in, man.
We had an idea. I sent a trailer for a movie into the group chat that we have.
Yeah, it's film with
Keanu Reeves,
Seth Rogen, and the guy that was cancelled,
Aziz Ansari.
Yeah, who's back?
And it's literally an idea that we had. But we have a pitch deck and everything.
It's the fine details of it. It's literally down to
Look, we have. Can we sue them? Could we? You studied media law, didn't you?
It's just a coincidence.
I have studied media law, yes.
So Aziz Ansari wrote and directed this new movie where it's Keanu Reeves as an angel.
Guardian angel that comes down to guardian your man.
I see you since Saturday. And he ends up like changing his life and kind of fucking things up a little bit because he's a bit of a disaster.
But there's a specific detail in it that I noticed.
What's that?
That he has small wings.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
every other angel has big wings. But the premise of Air Thing was that, was it me kind of, was it written for me to play the guardian angel?
You were
going to
be the guardian angel, yeah.
And I had small wings. Yeah. And my goal was to help someone on Earth like yourself.
Yeah.
And in order, as I progress to make you a better person, my wings become full.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful idea.
It's a beautiful idea.
And it's funny as well.
Sort of like Moon Boy though.
It's not. No kids are on it.
You could only see me like.
They were like in strip clubs and shit like that. I don't think that happens in Moon Boy. No. But like.
Just the idea of a guardian angel and only that person could see them is kind of the same. But that's still being done loads of times.
Can we see them?
You'd have to be able to prove this is my best guess.
Plagiarism at its finest.
100%.
I've never heard it pronounced like that.
Did you say plagiarism?
Plagiarism.
What's what I say? Plagiarism. Plagiarism.
Plage.
Plagiarism.
Plage. Yeah, yeah.
Plagiarism.
I prefer plagiarism.
You'd have to prove that they were aware of your idea.
Someone has seen that deck that we've done and they just fucking give it to and fucking Seth Rogen and all.
If you can prove that that's what happened, then yeah, I think you're laughing. But until then, I think it would probably fall.
Is it too much of a coincidence that, like, how the fuck could someone else think of that really specific detail in it with the wings and that without seeing that deck?
Don't know.
It landed on someone's lap in Hollywood.
So who's the leak?
We'll find out. Could be Jerry Walsh.
Well, we sent it around.
Yeah.
We sent it around, like, production companies have it.
Oh.
Yeah.
And we didn't do that whole, like, send it back to yourself copyright thing that you're supposed to do either, so.
That was stupid, wasn't it?
Well, to be a trace of it. To be a trace of it. And that's not the first time I've been plagiarised.
No.
It's not. Something else happened and it's only making me think now and it was only recent and I don't know if it's going to be the same thing you're going to say. Oh no, it's that video from years ago. Remember you done that fucking sketch years ago and they just, like, ripped it?
Well, that happened to me, but I'm talking Hollywood plagiarism.
Oh. Uh-huh.
You know your man who done the English fella, the fat English fella who had the Late Late Show?
James Corden.
Yeah. James Corden done a sketch on the Late Late Show. Do you remember I done a sketch with the Wind-Up Merchants where it was a band going to Eurovision?
Doesn't ring a bell.
We were called Three Way.
Okay.
And it was like, hey, we're Three Way. And it's funny already. It's a funny little sketch. And like, we're pretending to sing a song or whatever. It's funny. It's like a promotional video for the band that's going to Eurovision. And then James Corden done a sketch where him and two other lads
Two-way.
Start a band called Three Way. And it's like the exact same sketch.
Really?
Yeah. It's the exact same sketch. Same gag, same jokes. Fucking crazy.
That kind of thing feels like something straight from your brain, which it was. Obviously. But how did he get the same thought to make that sketch without seeing yours?
He's seen it, I'm telling you. Or his writers seen it, like, fucking pure plagiarism.
In this day and age, linking up a fucking Robert Sheen and all, nothing is out of the question anymore. Nothing is out of, like, telling frame. Like, I believe that James Corden robbed your idea, like.
And another thing, while we're on it, fucking Nasty 2K.
Oh.
He put out a video. So Nasty knows me. Like,
did he rob something on you?
He said in one of his videos, if Man United loses, or if Man United wins, I'll open Ireland's very first spice bag trailer.
What?
And he even said trailer. Like, not truck.
Well, you gave him one.
I know. He fucking had a spice bag from my spice bag trailer.
Did he say very first?
Do you have that video?
Did you fall out with him? What, did you fall out with him?
Any respect I had is absolutely dissipated. Because that is fucking the very first spice bag truck. Are you joking me? Are you fucking joking me?
That's very specific.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and the fact that you did a podcast with him.
Fucking hell, like.
Tell him I want them.
I'm just trying to find the bleeding.
If it does say first ever spice bag truck, it needs to be played on loop right here, right now.
Ugh. Where the fuck is it?
He's at that fucking throwing you under the bus big time.
Don't be dirty. I hear. Do you want to hear Nasty 2K saying that he's going to open the first ever spice bag truck?
Yep.
Yeah. Because we have to. We have to listen to it. Because if he didn't say that, we couldn't.
Oi, Nasty, are City going to be United?
Over my dead body, are City going to be United? They have 10 players out injured, for feck's sake. In fact, I'll make a bet. If United win, I will launch Ireland's first ever spice bag trailer. But if United lose, not only will I give up spice.
You'll do nothing, you fucking idiot. What the fuck, like?
Ring him now.
What are you on about? Forced ever spice bag truck.
He was not mates.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Do you think he maybe wasn't? I had that.
He had to have known that. Like.
He had to have. He gave him one.
I gave him one.
At the soccer.
We talked about it. We literally fucking talked about it. I suggested to him at one point that he should get into the, get a food truck or get some food business up and running. That's like fucking that lousy. That's lousy.
Was that last week?
When was that? How do you know?
Does have the date on the neat, no? We say like 5 days ago or something.
The 14th. It's 10 days ago.
I'm just looking up the Ireland Spice Bike Truck Show. I don't know. Were you the first?
Fucking yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. There was no spice bag trucks before though. I didn't. Now there was trucks that done spice bags.
And also a lot of other things.
There was a fish spice bag truck as well. I remember that.
Just sell fish spice bags.
Like a fish one. I've seen it on the Hout once.
It's not the same as a not chicken same. One.
Not the same.
That's not even a spice bag. Because spice bags have chicken in it. Not fish.
Yeah, get real. Change the name.
Saw a lot of it.
Dopes.
Sake.
So what do you think of that? Can I get him? Can I see him? Sue him?
I don't think just for saying that you can sue him.
No, you can't. No.
I'd love to sue somebody.
I mean, you can if you want. Like... just fall off your scooter. Or actually drive into a car, an oncoming car, and then jump off before it hits you and then go, ah, Sue.
It's all celebrity forward. Beefs and schmoozing going on here. I feel like there's been a big change.
It's been a big shift.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big shift.
It's hard at the top.
What? You know, people come and get you, man, you know, when you're at the top, like, you have to respond. I feel like Eminem versus MGK.
That's pure pointed though. The first Ireland's first ever
spice bag truck
trailer,
not truck trailer,
bro. Well,
I probably didn't know though.
For fuck's sake! I had an idea as well that I said to him that I think it'd actually be a good idea. All of the foodies. So if you get like Dunn, who's Kieran Dunn?
Kieran, yeah.
Kieran Dunn, him. Who else does food?
Cassie Stokes. Or she pubs.
Sure. Cassie Stokes.
Yeah, it's a bit of field in there.
Yeah.
Marcus O'Leary.
Marcus O'Leary. Get a few people together and they should all do come dine with me in a little series. Like someone has to cook.
Yeah.
In every episode. And then whatever. The winner wins. But it'd be good content, I think.
Yeah.
Would you watch that?
I'd watch that.
I'd watch that.
I'd be a part of it. I'd get in, jump in there and cook a would few you? Bits. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea then, is it?
I feel like I've missed out on a wave of... that traitor show.
Oh yeah,
I've never watched any of it. Not even is the UK version of it first? Is that the?
There's so many versions.
It's the first Irish one, is it?
Yeah.
I have never watched a single second of that. A second of that, and I don't know what's going on, and I'm completely out of the loop, and it's all I'm seeing, and I don't know what's going on.
Don't worry about it. It's over now.
Was it worth it?
No. Was it? No. Well, I mean, I dipped in and dipped out. I didn't really.
Did you watch it on?
Nah.
Okay.
The hype is not as real as I think. It's a lot of noise for something. Fabricated noise.
Intentional noise. Did
I don't know. I mean,
there was a lot of people
just,
loved it. No?
Yeah, just based off the public reaction. Like the Reddit threads had over 1,000 comments and stuff.
Yeah, but that's only 1,000.
I heard
people.
That they want to run the Irish version in the UK.
Yeah, but compare that to any other Reddit thread about Irish TV.
Yeah, it like was the free gaff. It was the best thread for free gaff.
Tumbleweeds. It was the best Irish TV in a very long time, I think, because it's just real Irish people just being.
But are the people, the contestants, getting like a bit of a cult following? Like they're getting like opportunities like outside of it.
I'd say it'll be no. I'd say it'll, I don't think
like
so.
Love Island, the way like they get loads of brand deals at Boohoo.
I don't think so.
I thought, your man, there's some fella in it that's doing well off the back of it now. He's like a national treasure party or something.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on there?
What's he doing? He's doing a panto.
Okay.
That's what will happen. Like, you know, they'll get all panto and maybe they'll open a shop.
From Louis Copeland.
Yeah. But like that shit, it lasts for 6 months max and then it's gone.
Mm.
Would you go on to the celebrity traitors?
Will there be one?
It's probably.
Here's one off record, yeah?
Go on. Off record.
A lot of off record stuff going on today. This is the problem. You two have got the rarefied air where you're hanging around now, up there with the celebrities. It's all off the record. You've gone behind the wall now.
Yeah, true. let's not
bring
off
the normal
stuff.
People with you anymore, can you?
Yeah, well, they've been fucking slagging us in the comments for weeks, the fuck.
Good.
And then it was just radio silence. Haven't heard a thing back since. Like,
look it, they didn't want you. They wanted Robert Sheen.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Joe, do you know what I hate?
Tell me now.
Now when you have like a big job at home,
uh-huh,
and you think, ah, I'll only need like two or three things. Then suddenly you're in the middle of it and you realise you need 20 things.
Oh, stop. I've been there, man. And then you're running around like a headless chicken. But look, here's the thing. You don't even have to leave the couch anymore.
Yeah, because you can literally go on chadwicks.ie, am I right? Mm-hmm. You know all about that. It's like search, click, done, boom.
Exactly. Tradespeople, DIYers, anyone doing a bit of handiwork. Chadwicks has over 10,000 products online.
10,000? Jesus. If you can't find what you need there, you're building the wrong yoke altogether.
And the handy bit, you can get it delivered nationwide or just click and collect from your local Chadwicks branch.
So no excuses anymore for half-finished jobs. Get online, sort yourself out and get it done.
That's the Chadwicks way. Let's get it done.
Yeah. Visit chadwicks.ie.
Jinx, bless for life.
Bagsy. No. Bagsy, yeah.
How the fuck were you? How was your little 4 weeks off?
No, it was only three, but I was just avoiding you last week.
I haven't seen him for a month.
A month?
Yeah.
5 weeks?
Yeah. Four.
Yeah. Did I miss two while I was here? Anyways, Grant, didn't go anywhere. Just hanging around the house.
Did you not even go away for a weekend somewhere?
No.
Nothing. I'm not going to smoke it. I'm just like chilling.
No, I didn't in the end, no.
You didn't?
No, I just...
Play PlayStation.
Don't have a PlayStation, you know that.
Watch TV?
I did watch the television, yes.
What would you be watching now?
Oh, what did I watch?
Watch your daytime television. What do you go to?
Do you watch this morning?
There's no such thing as daytime TV anymore though, is there? It's always on.
What?
I watched some Adam Curtis documentaries. The new one he had, Shifty.
Who?
Adam Curtis. I watched season 2 of The Last of Us. Ugh.
Shy.
Wasn't as good as the first one.
Even the first one was a bit shy.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
Not enough zombies.
They're not zombies. Not, like, you're not allowed to call them zombies with The Last of Us.
What do you call them? Clickers?
I don't know.
Yeah, clickers, yeah.
Little
yeah.
Flickers.
Yeah. What else do? Oh, I painted the outside of the house.
Did you?
Most of it. Still not fully painted.
Tricolor?
The front. Surprisingly, no.
So that's what you're up to. You go to the football match?
I did. I went to a few, yeah. So but that's not...
Were you really enjoying yourself over that 3 weeks? Would you say you were at peace? This is brilliant.
I made the fatal mistake of giving myself too much to aim for, though. It's like 3 weeks off. Here we go now.
Did you have a to-do list?
Yeah, all those little things in your head. Like, I must do that someday. Like, you know, bit of painting, bit of this, bit of that.
Fixing things. Were you fixing things?
Or even like watching a series. I made a list of those things. I was like, oh, fuck. I've never any time. And then I had up my phone. I opened it up after about a week. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Did you just want to get back?
Nothing done.
You just wanted to get back to it.
Didn't listen to you once. Deleted Instagram so I didn't have to see you.
Did you listen to any podcasts?
No. Well, I did listen to some, yeah, that I've for recreation. None of the Go Loud ones, though.
Ooh.
Wasn't working.
Go Loud's for work.
No.
But Go Loud podcasts are the best podcasts.
They are.
The home
but
of Irish
it's my
podcasts.
Job, and I don't want to do my job when I'm on break.
The home of Irish podcasts.
Yep. That's true.
Did it feel like 3 weeks or did it fly in?
Oh, it felt like a good stretch.
Yeah.
Good stretch. Yeah. Back reinvigorated. Ideas for new studios and all sorts of stuff.
I was in Tenerife.
So I heard, yeah. What's your top off?
Took me top off, yeah. Mm.
Briefly.
Drove a boat.
3 weeks. Doing nothing. Did you feel guilty doing nothing?
Yeah.
Did you?
I did.
It's a weird anxiety, isn't it?
Yeah. It's very hard to readjust your brain.
Yeah.
when you spend all day every day.
You feel guilty doing nothing. You feel like you should be doing something.
Yeah.
Does your missus work from home?
No, never.
Okay. So you had to work? Free gaff?
Does she work?
Well, she was off too.
She was off too?
Yeah.
Oh, you both went at the same time?
Uh-huh.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh. Ah. Did you just do each other's heads in? Is it too much time? That's 3 weeks at home together is a lot of time.
I don't think so.
A lot of eye rolling in that after like a 2 weeks, no?
A lot of muttering under the breath, you know?
Yeah. The odd like, fuck off. In the other room, really silent. Fuck off.
Most times I'm a bit like,
fuck you. And she's still here, yeah.
What? What the fuck do you say?
I said fucking, I love you.
Nothing, babe.
You fucking cunt.
Ah, now.
It's okay to say that. You can say that now.
No, I can say that, but you wouldn't say that about your wife.
Face off.
Clip that.
Oh, Jesus. Do you know how many people got married last year?
I couldn't tell you.
Have a guess.
No.
Straight couples.
11,000.
No.
Less?
You are one of... Is it men or couples? I don't know if it's men or... See, I don't know if this number is the amount... So this might be worth fact-checking, and it's probably not even...
It's not worth fact-checking.
It's weddings. It's weddings. Guess how many straight weddings there was in Ireland in 2024.
Unless this number is really surprising.
I was kind of surprised.
In 24, that was last year. I got married this year.
Okay. Well then, we wait till next year to answer.
No, we come back. We'll talk about it now, but next year we'll talk about it again and see what the number was.
Well, guess how many, 2024. We'll see if the number goes
straight.
Up. Straight, yeah, yeah.
Couples, weddings.
Yeah.
8,000.
No.
Lot less.
What's your guess? Oh.
13,000.
20,000 is the answer.
Some care. Bob.
You don't care?
Yeah, I'm not.
I was like, fucking, I didn't go to any weddings last year. How was that 20,000? I didn't even know of a wedding that happened.
Did you think that like the number of marriages had just fallen off a cliff or something?
No,
invite to a wedding.
And they say people don't get married
going
anymore.
On out there.
I'm just curious if people are still getting married. That he still because my friends aren't.
Yeah, they say that's all done away with. But 20,000 weddings, fucking hell, like 20,000 weddings.
20,000
for
weddings,
straight couples.
Straight couples, and guess how many gay marriages there was?
30,000.
Like 800.
Really?
Yeah, not a lot.
Okay.
I just thought that was an interesting, they were interesting figures.
Where did you get these figures from?
The CSO, Central Statistics Office.
Did you just like randomly Google that, just entered your head and you're like, hmm.
Yeah, because I was like, how many people, I was actually talking about divorce figures. Myself and Maura were saying like, if...
Why is that going through it like?
Yeah, well, we were, you know, weighing up our options. Like a huge percentage of men, these figures are American now, but a huge, I think 50% of men that get divorced remarry. Where only 20% of women that get divorced remarry.
Okay.
So men usually, and actually they're just widows. So if your wife dies, 50% of men get remarried. Whereas when the man dies, only 20% of women get remarried. I just thought that was interesting. Then I was thinking, how many people are even getting married?
20,000.
Fucking 20,000 a year.
And that's only starting off?
That's weddings. So that's 40,000 people every year. It's impressive.
Yeah, because two people.
Yep. Two people get married. Sometimes more.
Unless they're married in a car or something.
And who's to judge? I'm not sure. You can marry a car if you want to marry a car.
We're not here to say you can't.
No judgments on my end. I definitely don't think that's really weird.
Yeah. Well, I think it's fine.
There's a great documentary about people that are sexually attracted to objects.
TLC.
It's a proper TLC. It's not a TLC. This is like an old, early noughties feature documentary.
Kissing his car, I don't know.
Someone is sexually attracted to a roller coaster and she marries a roller coaster.
Goddamn sexy roller coasters.
That roller coaster is a ride.
Oh, wow. What a ride that roller coaster is.
Some people are into that car. One woman married, I think it's called I Married the Eiffel Tower.
A woman, I've seen that somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the same one I'm thinking of where it's like this fellow with glasses and he's like, he's married to his Ferrari or something like that, and he's like kissing the bonnet and all, and like I can imagine where it goes, like to do the business, probably the exhaust or something.
That'd hurt,
especially if it's on.
Yeah. Stick that into fifth gear.
Oh. He Arthur.
Oh, she's a stallion.
A part of me thinks them programs are just made for entertainment purposes, but they're not.
Yeah, people are fucked in the head.
Oh, you couldn't say that.
You can. If someone wants to get married to the fucking Eiffel Tower, they need a reality check. It's an object. You can't.
Eiffel Tower's sexy.
It is sexy.
It's a sexy
phallic shaped.
Yeah, it's building. Sexy. Like,
yeah,
like you can see the appeal.
Or it kind of looks like its legs are kind of spread open at the bottom.
And
a
Ferrari is a sexy car.
Nice curves on it, shiny. If you're into shiny things,
you can see the appeal.
Yeah, I mean, a Ferrari, to be fair, is sexy.
It's considered a sexy car,
but a roller coaster, maybe not.
It depends what roller coaster.
The Dragon Can. Oh, it'll lash
the
that
extreme.
The wooden one in Funderland.
Yeah.
The magic mouse.
Imagine just standing there looking at a roller coaster saying, oh, I'd love to marry that roller coaster one day.
You go with your missus and you're like, you really like this roller coaster. Yeah, yeah, come on, we just go on it again.
Just
one more
on
time.
Again, please.
Can we get a fast pass? Ridiculous.
Each to their own.
How many people got married
to roller coasters last year?
20,000 people. Laughing at a roller coaster.
You didn't put that one in, did you?
My wife is a roller coaster.
Yes. Yes. On his back.
What's that one? Whose wife is a roller coaster?
Ronan Keaton.
My wife?
My wife is a roller coaster. Just gotta ride it all night long.
I need you. So don't fight her. Mad.
I'd say here I'm in town anyway. Will I swing by now?
No, anyone there? No.
Have you been up to that?
No.
Did you do one over the weekend?
I didn't. Actually didn't.
Didn't I?
Nothing. TBH.
To be honest.
Yeah. Did you know that TBH means on?
To be honest?
Yeah.
Did you not know that?
I did, yeah, that's why I said it. THC, that's a thing, isn't it?
That's a thing, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people go off the wagon off that as well. It's like Lunar. Remember Lunar back in the day?
No.
Many brothers lost to that stuff, I tell you. That and the snowblow. All the boys.
Bad salts.
All the boys lost many brothers to that stuff, I tell you.
That was a mad time period. Lads lashing the shots. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. The fake weed and all. Is that what Lunar was?
Lunar was the fake weed.
Man, I never tried it, but I know people that did. And they were like, it's not the same thing. I don't like it.
Oh man, I've seen people going off the head on the weekends on that stuff.
Yeah.
I'd be just standing there going, oh, I'm not going near that. Stick to me stone house, thank you.
Did you ever do the laughing gas?
Never.
I done it at a festival years ago and I freaked out. It's like, it only lasts for like
ghost,
5 minutes. Yeah, yeah. But it was not nice. And I was like, it just felt like I was becoming nothing. And I was just like, I wasn't existing anymore. And I was like, make it stop. Like, I cannot explain how it felt, but I was freaking out. And everyone was laughing. And the more they were laughing, the more I was freaking out. And I was like, stop it. It's turning off. Like, I didn't know how, like, once it's in you. There's no fucking turning back, you know? Mm. And I just thought I was going to lose me existence. I thought I was going to disappear.
Just like stop after 5 minutes, just like back to normal. Like, what the fuck happened there?
I was like, that was mad. Don't ever give that to me again. That's fucking weird. That's horrible.
Don't
what
ever give
hell?
Me that balloon again. I thought it was just helium.
Horrible, man. Horrible.
But the fucking the head shop stuff, that was a mad fucking era, wasn't it?
Yeah. Was it literally bath salts? Look, could you just get Epsom salts? And is that what it was? Crushed up Epsom salts?
I think there was different chemicals in it that was like substitute to whatever the
it was sold was. As bath salts, so that's what it was categorised as.
Right.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, it was just mad
but when
shit.
They closed it's down, there was drug dealers buying the stock left and selling it on the street.
There was drug dealers like burning out those shops.
Because they were losing business.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some people took, I remember listening to Liveline the day after, somewhere, Clontarf or North Strand or somewhere around there, there was a head shop that was burned out. And people on Liveline, their logic was, these shops are terrible. They're inspiring this violence. They're bringing this to our streets. Like, they're clearly putting the drug dealers out of business.
I just think it's absolutely mad that that existed at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you think of it, like a substitute to cocaine, like.
Yeah.
And it was worse. I don't know if it's worse, but like people like went ballistic. Like,
yeah,
substitute for everything in there. Yeah,
it's
mad.
I remember seeing people around the area in Finglas, and they were like craving that snowblow stuff, like the point where like they like it was like taking over the whole lives, and they were like strung out on it. Like,
I know people, and it's damaged them. Like, they were normal, and then they start taking that, then they became addicted, and they've not been the same since. Like, I think it's done all irreparable brain damage to them.
Jesus.
Yeah. Fucking crazy. Who owned them? Can they be sued? Can I sue them?
No,
is that too late? Is the statute of limitations?
Only if they crash into you off and knock you off your scooter.
Oh, fuck. Then you can sue them.
If it happens to be the head shop owners.
Bollocks.
Are they still around Europe? I wonder, are they?
Yeah, you know the shops that sell phone cases.
Google that there. Fix that in here. Get a bag of Leonard there as well.
There's no iPhones in here.
What's out the back?
Does anyone work in here? Where is everybody? Why are these shops? How profitable are phone cases?
Joe told me you can still get snowblow.
I've a brilliant idea for a shop. We'll sell phone cases and bongs. And stick them in the window. And fire sticks. Brilliant.
Yeah, to watch Netflix and all on.
And where will you put it? In a place where there's none already? No, I'll put it on the street where there's loads of them shops already.
Yeah.
It's a genius idea.
And add some LED strips to the windows just to make it look like a red light district.
And we'll sell Prime as well.
Bottles of Prime.
Just bottles of Prime.
Yeah.
And gear. Loads and loads of gear. And weed crushers.
Yeah.
Do you have them as well? But yeah.
Can I ring you back in a bit? Yeah. All good, yeah. Right, I'll ring it in an hour, right?
This table is hot. This light on it. There's a little light on it. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit too hot.
Right, too hot. Hot.
We'll leave it there, so.
I want to enjoy that.
Yep.
Ah, yeah, Alan's back.
Good to be back.
The Holy Trinity
returned. I missed you.
Did you?
I did, actually. Yeah, it was weird.
Aww.
Surprise.
Did you?
The face on Darren.
We never talked. Sorry, we left out the almost big favour you did for me.
Oh, a big favour. Yeah. He texted me 2 days ago.
Yep.
Well, I just read them out.
I don't remember what he said, but sure. Sure.
No, there's no point reading now. He asked me for a random request. And I was like, okay, hit me. What's this all about?
Well, I started off by asking if you definitely live across the road from Charlestown Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And I was like, why? And he's like, I've an odd request. I need you to go to Sports Direct and see if they have a size 8C Spider-Man AstroTurf runners.
What the
fuck? For the young flat.
Right. It's his birthday.
So I was out though. I was coming in here to record with Amy. And I said, like, best I can do is get them, have a look tomorrow morning, first thing.
He's ready to steam in on my behalf.
Huh?
You're ready to steam on in there on my behalf. Because Sports Direct just don't answer the phone, it seems.
No, they don't.
They just
I could have told you that.
Oh, don't.
But he got them. He sent me a photo of them. Mission complete.
So what did you do?
He didn't. He just
didn't do anything.
Well, he got them before
he
called was going to get there.
Yeah. I still appreciate it. You know, he was going to go.
I was going to go in the morning.
Oh. So the Spider-Man runners are at home now and the little fella gets them tomorrow morning for his birthday.
Does he know he's getting them?
No, he doesn't.
Did he ask for them?
No.
Did he say, I want to come to Spider-Man, is AstroTurf runners from Sports Direct?
He said he wanted football boots.
Pretty specific.
He wanted football boots, and it's incredibly hard to find football boots in his size.
They're pretty cool. When, if I was his age, when I was his age, I'd have liking them.
There's a whole range of them. They have
Hulk and Iron Man. Yeah, it's a whole Marvel Sakonda collaboration going on.
You can get adult size ones.
Why?
I don't know, but there was a lot of them.
Imagine seeing an adult wearing them, I'd just go,
Maybe it's just kids with big feet.
Could be.
Yeah, maybe.
That fucking 7-year-old there.
How much did they set you back? 40 quid?
Yeah.
Pretty dear.
Down from 60.
Ah, they just say that.
Yeah, they say that.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah,
like the slash going through 60. Now 40.
Such a sucker.
They were never 70 or 60 or whatever.
The Sports Direct in Northside Shopping Centre has been closing down for the last 3 years. It's just like closing down sale.
Same with Goinies.
Goinies?
Is Goinies not always closed? Or am I thinking the Shoe Zone or something?
Shoe Zone, maybe. Goinies is closed years.
That's still open now.
No. Goinies.
Fucking filled me. Closing down the whole time. Now they're closed down, you're telling me?
Goinies. On Talbot Street, you thought.
I didn't know that.
Fuck off.
North Earl Street, Goinies.
No, the one on Talbot
Street.
Is that
still there? No, the Talbot Street one. The
cross
big
and Bills
one.
To go.
Yeah, cross and Bills to go.
On Bills to go.
Beside the Celt.
But yeah. Is there not the Guineas on North Earl Street now, no?
There used to be three Guineas up along that.
Oh, I think Guineas is still there now.
Talbot Street. No.
Is there a Guineas at all?
I don't know if the one on North Earl Street is still there selling like bed sheets, and they have like that downstairs with the rubber handles going downstairs and jeez.
And chef aprons and all?
Yeah.
Or is that Nesbitt's?
That's Nesbitt's.
You get them in Nesbitt's too, yeah.
Love shops like that.
Anyway, I think we've run out of steam here.
No way. Let's talk about what remember Boyers, huh?
Huh?
That was too fancy for my blood. Boyers.
I don't know that one.
You'd see people going around. Do you remember Boyers?
Yep.
On North Earl Street. You'd see people going around with the Boyers bag and you'd be like, fancy fucks.
What, these pots and pans and all?
No, clothes and stuff. And then, yeah, they had like a homeware store downstairs.
I don't know Boyers.
You fucking know Boyers and Co.
No. It's only one of them.
Do you remember Brett's on Talbot Street? Brett's.
No, all right, let's wrap it up.
We
have a bonus to record.
Oh, Doyle's. Talbot.
Doyle's on Talbot Street.
We're in bonus record. Let's go.
You know, toy shop. You get your marbles and
leave it there.
Well, sticks. And then in the back there was a bingo hall.
Oh, what?
There was a Doyle's on Moore Street, and in the back there was a bingo hall.
Doyle's in town. Doyle's in town. Doyle's in. That ad on the radio.
Remember Roaches
stores?
Debenhams. Remember Roaches?
That was Debenhams.
Debenhams.
Yeah. It's not too long ago, yeah.
Ah, it's only 15 years ago.
Oh, no, it was
20.
Talking about 25 years ago.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Roaches stores. 25 years ago.
Roaches stores,
yeah.
Clardy's. Remember Clardy's?
Clardy's clock.
Oof.
Meet you at Clardy's clock.
Meet you under the clock.
No, of no credit. I'll send you, call me when I'm on the bus and I'll send you another one when I'm at Clardy's clock. It was always the spoiler, not Clardy's clock, for the record. I'm going. See you later.
The why go bald sign? That's gone, isn't it? Why go bald? That neon sign across from the George.
Oh, yeah.
Iconic.
As if you have a choice not to go bald.
Yeah. Well, you don't.
That's what they're telling you.
It's bollocks.
You do have a choice.
So you'd have hair, wouldn't you, if you...
No.
Oh.
Not the prices they're charging.
True.
Are they wigs? I don't even know what that fucking shop is. I know who made that sign. There's a fella... Because I was looking at neon signs for... the food truck, the spice bag food truck, and neon signs are incredibly expensive, very very expensive. And this felt like, so the sign that I have in the truck now is actually LED, but it looks neon. And this fella who does the neon signs fucking loves neon, like he's just so passionate about it. And his dad was the man who made that why go bald sign and the happy ring, not on O'Connell Street, yeah. The ring shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one as well on, I think it was like a Guinness sign where the O'Connell Bridge is. Remember that? But he's now taken over the mantle, and the Bambino sign. He done the Bambino neon sign.
But it's like, a small world.
He's the only person that does neon. It's a very niche industry.
Because there's neon and then there's just
LED.
LED
lights.
That looks neon.
Yeah. But neon never dies. Like neon will last forever.
Forever and ever 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 and ever. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Sorry. I just thought that was interesting. It's such a little interesting little sub niche.
I've been trying to end this episode for...
Go on.
Emmett?
I'm just excited that you're back.
Boyers, Guineas, Neon.
What are old shops is that? We said Doyle's, didn't we?
Yeah. We keep it for next week.
Do you remember the sawdust in butchers, floors?
I do.
Soak up the blood.
Was just so you... Little decoration.
Soak up the blood.
That's just for that add to the experience of it.
Come on!
The sheep rugs.
End this!
I think it's just torn off the mics off.
End this!
Sheep rugs. Different colours.
See ya.
Okay, go on. Good luck. Bye bye. Right, come here. Listen, we've all had days where the head's wrecked and we're stressed, anxious, or just not sleeping right.
It happens to me.
It happens to everyone.
Yeah, but the good news is there's some excellent help on hand, literally at your fingertips. There's a really handy tool called My Mental Health Plan on yourmentalhealth.ie. 4 quick questions, that's it. And then you get a personalised plan full of advice. Do you know what?
What?
That actually helps.
It's brilliant. And it's not just for when you're feeling rough either. Even if you're in good form, and I know you are a lot of the time.
Sometimes I'm not.
And there's loads on the site about self-care tips and ways to keep your mental health ticking along.
Exactly. We all check in on things like fitness or food and a bit of growth in the gym and that. So why not your mental health as well? It only takes a couple of minutes and you might pick up something really useful.
So get on it. Visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice, support and your own free personalised mental health plan.
Whopper.
Nice.